神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴再跟您在一起。
There was a young girl who was having what we call anxiety attacks.
有一个年轻的女孩子被焦虑所侵袭。
Actually, many, many people have these.
事实上很多人都会有这种经验。
It's a feeling of dread and worry, and we're not even conscious of why we feel this way.
那是一种不知所以然、莫名其妙的害怕还有忧虑。
Now, there are many symptoms that come along with these attacks.
那这种侵袭会带来一些症状。
Different people have different symptoms.
不同的人有不同的现象。
Sometimes it's a tenseness and an irritability that you feel.
有时候你会觉得非常的紧张，然后你会很无力感。
Actually, physically, you can have a sense of numbness in your body.
在你的身体上面的四肢有时候会有那种麻痹感。
There'll be a feeling inside that you're so fearful that something's going to happen.
里面呢有一种无来由的恐惧，好像在怕什么会发生。
You feel very distressed and fearful.
非常的害怕，非常的紧张。
Actually, you feel panic, like you don't know what to do.
然后你会觉得好像束手无策。
It goes along with the fear of dying.
接下去呢，你就怕死。
And sometimes you feel like you're just going to go crazy.
有时候你好像觉得快要发疯。
You can't think well.
有时候你没有办法思想任何的事情。
You feel powerless and defenseless.
非常的没有能力。
They really are very difficultsituations to go through.
那这样是一个很难的一个过程。
But they're very real.
但是却是很真实的。
Now, there's a reason why we have these.
那是有原因的。
But before I go into that, let's go on to the girl that I was speaking about.
在还没有谈到原因之前，我们来谈谈这个女孩子。
As I said, she was having these attacks, and she just did not know why she was having them.
那这个女孩子有这种无来由的害怕，她不晓得为什么这样子。
As the counselor talked with her, he asked her about her childhood.
那这个她就去找一个协谈的人这个谘商者问她，谈到她的以前的童年。
She said, I had a wonderful childhood, and she quickly.Change the subject.
他马上就说我童年非常的好，马上呢他就转话题。
But as he began to talk to her more and draw her out more,
当这个谘商者跟他谈的越多，然后也把里面呢发现的越多。
She began to tell him about how her father would abuse her.
他就开始谈到怎么样在童年的时候被爸爸虐待。
He would be mean and yell at her.
爸爸非常的凶，而且常常对他喊叫。
He made her feel as if she really wasn't worthwhile and he didn't care about her.
所以他的感觉是爸爸根本不爱不关心他，而且呢他自己是很没有价值的。
But this girl was really covering this feelings up about her father.
但这个女孩就把这种爸爸对她的这种态度呢把她掩饰压制下去。
Literally,On the surface, she really did feel like she had a good childhood.
那她的表面上，她自己真的感觉她有一个很好的童年。
But she was using what we call a defense mechanism.
那她用的这个就是我们所谓的防卫作用。
She was covering up, subconsciously covering up the hurt feelings that she had.
她是无意识的，就是在潜意识里面把她以前的伤害把它埋起来，把它压制下去。
Now, the defense mechanism is something that is sort of a subtle way that we fool ourselves and others.
这种保护作用呢，就是一种很微妙的把它掩饰，然后来欺骗自己，也欺骗别人。
It's really not something that we're consciously aware of.
有时候不是你所感觉到的。
It's an unconscious way of coping with a problem that you have met.
是对你过去的问题麻烦，用一种无意识的来处理。
But this covering up, this unconscious covering up, may bring psychological disorders.
但是这种无意识的掩饰可能会带来心理上的一些问题。
Which manifests themselves in these panic and anxiety attacks.
那就像刚才我们讲的这种会被这种焦虑的这种侵袭。
Sometimes you may break out in a sweat, begin to shake, and your heart began to beat heavy.
有时候心跳会加快，或者是会盗汗流汗。
But it is not a truly physical problem.
但是却不是真的是身体上的问题。
You see, at the heart of this problem, it's psychological.
你知道心的这种心跳的这个问题是由心里来的。
And you're troubled by certain ideas and sentiments that you have that you don't want to face.
那基本上是因为你有一些里面的问题你不想去面对。
You see, these attacks come on when you fail to keep these unwanted things from coming to the surface.
那基本上是因为你不想去面对，但是呢，它却由里面浮现上来，到你的表面上来。
You see, something may happen an incident come up that flashes back to you something in the past.
那它呢是过去发生的事情，但是你把它压制在里面，它偶尔就浮现上来。
And that's when they have the outward manifestation of these panic attacks.
那就会有外面来的这些症状，这些侵袭的症状。
Now, what is this defense mechanism?
到底什么叫做防卫作用、保护作用呢？
Now, as I said, it's an unconscious reaction, but it protects us from painful emotions and experiences.
我说过，是一个无意识的一种作用，然后它是为了要防止你对过去的那种伤害的那种痛苦。
Children who have been sexually abused,go through a lot of this.
比如说孩子受很多的虐待的时候就会有这样的现象。
So the defense mechanism, puts off or delays facing a conflict that's too overwhelming for you.
所以呢对于那些冲突矛盾我们想用逃避的方法不要去面对。
So this wonderful body that we have, this tremendous mechanism of a body, the subconscious comes and covers it over so you don't have to face it.
那我们因为这样呢就用我们的身体我们的心理把它掩饰起来好让我们不用去面对它。
Sometimes it's a very simple defense mechanism.
有时候是很简单的。
We reject people.Many times who have similar problems to ourselves because they remind us of ourselves.
有时候你看到一个人你就不喜欢他就是弃绝他不喜欢跟他在一起事实上是因为他有跟你一样的问题在里面。
Have you ever met anybody that you just didn't like?
比如说呢你碰到一个人你就是不喜欢他。
Now you don't know why you don't like them.
有时候你也不晓得为什么不喜欢他。
But if you only realized and maybe understood, it's because something in them reminds you of something that you don't want to face.
事实上你会发现原来对方有一些里面的东西是反射到你自己也有的然后你不想去面对的。
Many times, even in a family, there will be one of your children...that somehow or other you just don't get along very well because you see in them the same weaknesses that are in yourself.
有时候你看到你孩子当中的一个你就是不喜欢他因为呢他跟你太像了他有一些就是你的软弱。
Now there are many different kinds of ways that we use this mechanism.
那这种防卫作用呢，有是很多种形态的。
As we look at them, maybe you will be able to recognize some that you use.
那或许呢，我们谈一谈就知道有一些你也在用。
Because actually everyone uses them once in a while in their life.
那每一个人偶尔都会用一次的。
For some, it's not really very serious.
那有的人比较不严重。
But for others, it becomes very serious in their life.
可是呢，有些人呢，在这方面比较严重。
First, I want to mention one that we call repression.
首先我们要谈的是压制。
This is the most common of the defense mechanisms.
那压抑呢，是一般的这种防卫作用。
Actually, most all the others are based on this one.
那基本上其他的都是以这个来开始的。
In repression, we push aside all conscious memories or perceptions or feelings that would bring up those forbidden experiences or thoughts that you had.
就是把你所不要的、不想要的思想或经验或记忆啊，这些感受呢，把它压制下来。
You see, the young girl we were talking about, who pushed down, pushed aside how she felt and what her father had done for her, this was repressing it.
就像刚才我们谈那个女孩子，她把她爸爸对她的那种不好的经历，就把她割开，把她压制下来。
Now, another one of the defense mechanisms is what we call projecting.
另外一个我们所讲的就是投射。
It's to take our feelings or our problems that we have and blame it on someone or something else.
把我们自己的感受然后去怪别人或者是怪别的事情。
A boy may be very angry with his sister, but he blames her for being angry with him.
那或许一个男孩子呢，对他的姐姐非常生气，他却怪说他姐姐对他不好。
He's projecting his feelings onto her.
他把自己的感受投射到对方的身上。
A husband may talk about all the money that his wife spends when she goes out shopping.
或许一个先生呢，谈到太太花很多钱去买东西。
When actually it's he who loses a lot of money gambling.
那事实上是自己因为赌博失去很多钱。
So he doesn't want to face the reality of that, so he projects his problem onto his wife.
因为他自己不要面对这个问题，就把自己的行为呢投射到太太的问题。
Sometimes people will use intellectualism.
有时候有些人呢，他们会卖弄他们的这种知识。
Now,Actually, this is when a person feels really inferior.
那这种卖弄知识的人，事实上里面是一种失败感很重的人。
But they'll work very hard to act like they're very intelligent.
却很努力的想要表现他们是一个很聪明的人。
They'll use a very large vocabulary.
比如说用很大的字眼。
They act as if they're very intelligent thinker.
他们呢，表现好像自己是一个很会思想的人。
They love discussions and philosophies to show that they're intelligent.
喜欢哲学，喜欢讨论，好让别人以为他是一个很聪明，很有理性的人。
But in reality, they're covering up an inferior feeling.
事实上，他们是在掩饰他们里面那种失败的感觉。
Actually, there was a young man who lived in a very rich family.
有一个年轻人呢，他是在一个很有钱的家出生的。
And his mother expected a lot from him.
所以妈妈对他有很大的期待。
But inside he never felt like he could quite get up to her expectation.
那这个年轻人心里面总觉得没有办法达到妈妈的理想。
But he went on to pursue his education and try to build up his intellectual attitudes and values.
所以他就想用受教育来想要来达到或者是以为自己够到妈妈的标准
trying to cover up and push aside those inferior feelings
所以把那种达不到的那种里面的感觉把它掩盖起来
people can work a whole lifetime trying to do that covering up because deep inside they do not feel that way
因为里面呢感觉是相反的就是觉得自己不行所以呢整辈子都在用这种方法来掩饰自己。
Now, another one is rationalizing.
另外一个叫做合理化。
Now, this is one that is very easy to get into.
那这个是很容易会有这样的现象的。
A person may justify their unacceptable attitudes and behavior by reasoning that what they're doing isn't really wrong.
把自己那种不对或者是不合理不被接受的态度把它合理化了把它解释说那是对的。
There was a man who was actually a counselor.
曾经有一个自己在做諮商的人。
Who had a woman who came for counseling.
有一个妇女来找他协谈。
He became very attracted to her.
然后很吸引这个諮商者。
Lustful feelings began to come up in his heart.
引起这个男人这个諮商者呢引起他的情欲。
But he tried to justify these feelings and this attention he was spending by saying that she was a person who had a poor father and he was trying to be fatherly to her.
那这个諮商者就自己把他这样子来合理的解释说呢因为这个妇女呢没有一个好的爸爸所以他想要以爸爸的身份来帮助他。
There are people who drink very heavily.
很多人有酗酒的这种习惯。
But they rationalize and say, I just need this to help me get through a rough place.
他们就这样子合理化的解释说我只是要喝酒让我自己好过一点。
Sometimes a man will justify leaving his wife by saying that she isn't a good cook, she doesn't take care of the house, she doesn't give me what I need.
有的男人他们离弃自己的太太就这样合理化说呢因为他根本就不好好的顾家不好好煮饭所以呢他没有满足我的需要。
When actually it is just his passion and his desires and what he wants.
那事实上是这个男人他里面的那种情欲还有他按他的意愿去做。
Now there's one that we call a reaction formation.
另外一个叫做反作用。
A different attitude or behavior from the true feelings that a person has.
那对于他的真正的感受，他用一种相反的态度反映出来。
A person may be stealing at his work.
当一个人，比如说他工作的时候呢，他偷的东西。
And so they may begin talking about how bad it is that so many people are stealing.
那因为有这种行为呢，他就开始来谈论说呢，有些人呢就是很会偷东西。
And they appear to be overly honest when they're really just reacting to what they are.
那他们只是在表达出，就是说当他们这样子在强调这个事情的时候，过分强调，是让他表达出他们自己是这样的人。
Actually, that person who is always talking about how bad something is.Many times is doing that thing.
如果你看到一个人常在强调常在就是说强调哪一件事情特别的不好的时候或许他们自己就是在这样的里面。
Now we'll talk about displacement.
另外一个我们来谈就是替代。
You see, a person may transfer their feelings to some other object,or to another substitute.
有时候呢我们会把自己的这种真正的感受或真正的一些想法呢把它移到另外一个主题上去。
It's a little different than projecting.
这个跟反射不一样。
It's like this. A husband may at his job be having a very rough day. His boss may be giving him a lot of trouble.
比如说一个先生呢他工作上今天呢他老板给他很多麻烦。
But because it's his boss and he knows he cannot talk back to him,He goes home very emotionally upset.
那因为他是老板，所以呢，他实在是不便跟他理论，所以回家呢，他就心里很不高兴。
So when he gets in the house, he begins to blame his wife for things that are not what he thinks they should be around the house.
所以一到家呢，他就把这种心情开始来怪罪他的太太，家里没有顾好。
He begins to criticize his wife and his children.
他开始责备、批评他的孩子，还有他的太太。
You know, I had a friend one time that this happened to her.
有一次我有一个朋友这样事情发生。
She called me one day and she was very upset.
她就打电话给我而且呢很难过。
She said, I don't know what's wrong with my husband.
我实在不晓得我先生是怎么了。
These last few days when he comes home, he criticizes everything.
这几天回来什么都不对。
The house isn't clean enough.
家里不干净。
The food isn't done well.
食物不好吃。
She said, I don't know what's wrong.
我不晓得到底怎么回事。
And I said to her, ask him if he's having problems at work.
我就跟他说，问一问他是在工作上有什么问题。
She did that.
他就问他了。
And she found out,This was the problem.
原来就是他工作上的问题。
Sometimes a little girl who loves her daddy very much.
有时候一个女孩子很爱自己的爸爸。
And yet, it doesn't seem like her father's able to accept her affection.
可是呢，好像爸爸从来不领情。
She will transfer or displace, those feelings to a teddy bear or a doll.
有时候她会把这种感情就转移到一个他的娃娃或者是一只玩具熊。
Another one is what we call identification.
另外一个是认同。
It's when a person unconsciously identifies himself with someone else and then models himself after them.
那这个意思是说呢，在无意识中呢，就找到一个人，让自己认同是那一个人。
There was a young man I was watching on the television one day.
有一次有一个年轻人看着电视。
He was a black boy.
那他本身是一个黑人。
He was part of a contest of a high school that was answering questions, a quiz show.
那这个节目呢是一个那种所谓的就是问答的一个节目。
I watched that young man.
我就看着这个年轻人。
I listened to him talk.
我就听他讲话。
And I began to realize that this boy was acting and talking just like one of the comedians of that day.
那我就看着这个男孩子呢，他的讲话态度简直跟里面这个电视里面的一个演员很像。
And I realized that young man was taking on his talk and his characteristics just from watching him on television.
原来他的动作说话是学着这个电视里面这个喜剧的演员的这种态度。
So you can see how much television can influence.
所以你看看电视是很能影响人的。
So you will find people who will try to be like someone else.That they may admire, so they don't have to be like themselves.
所以有很多人呢，就很想去当哪一个人，好让自己不用当自己。
These people are very false.
那这是不对的。
You know that they're not really themselves.
因为呢，他们根本不可能真的成为那个人。
Now these are just a few of the mechanisms.
那这些都是就是一些我们讲的这种防卫作用。
There really are many of them.
事实上还有很多。
And these really become problems in many people's lives.
那这些呢，可以成为我们人生中的一些问题。
Now let's see if there's some steps that can help us in these problems.
我们来看看有几个步骤可以帮助我们。
Now it's easier to detect these problems in someone else than in your own.
我们比较容易发现别人的这种问题。
It's, you see, this is subconscious that we have these defense mechanisms.
这种防卫作用都是在我们的潜意识里面的。
They will need to be revealed to us.
那事实上他们应该要让它显示出来。
You see, these defense mechanisms are deceptive, self-defeating.
这种防卫作用是一种欺骗的一种感觉，就是欺骗我们的感受。
You really don't know the truth about yourself.
那变成你就不了解真正你自己。
And you need to want to know the truth about yourself.
但是你需要认识真实的你。
Maybe you're tired of the anxiety attacks and the feelings of defeat.
当你在这种焦虑侵袭你的时候，你已经很厌倦了。
And this is what eventually happens to us as years and years we deceive ourselves.
那事实上是因为你这种防卫作用欺骗你自己太久了。
We need God to reveal them to us.
我们需要有神来帮助我们来呈现这些问题。
Or we need to be more honest with ourselves.
我们需要更诚实地面对自己。
And to be able to look at what we are and to be able to understand what we are inside.
好好地发现到底怎么回事，然后我们里面是有什么。
Once you recognize that you're a person that's repressing and pushing things down,
如果你发现里面压抑了很多东西,
or that you're rationalizing what you're doing and it's really not the truth,
或许呢，你就常常把你所做的事情把它合理化了，但是不是事实。
Or you find that you're displacing and blaming others and putting your feelings over on others.
有时候你转移你的感受，然后去怪别人。
This is what is causing so much trouble in many families and work and in communities.
这些都引起很多麻烦，很多问题，不管是家里或者是社区或者是工作。
Again, these are harmful to our relationships.
对人的关系也会有伤害。
So when you want to face the truth,
如果你要面对真实的你的话,
and you see the symptoms of these things in you,
你看到这些症状了,
just admit it to yourself.
然后好好的来承认。
And then find someone that you can be accountable to.
找到一个人你觉得你可以信任的。
A person that will be honest with you.
那个人可以很坦诚对你的。
A person that knows you.
而且那个人是认识你的。
And one that's not afraid to tell you what needs to be told.
他不会介意对你讲应该讲的话。
Someone that can say, there you go again.
或许那个人会提醒你说你又来了。
Putting it off on someone else.
你总是呢怪别人。
And so find somebody that will care enough that you can be accountable to.
找到一个人他真的是你可以信任而且呢愿意对你来说诚实话的。
Begin to be aware of the circumstances that and the responses that you give or do.
开始有那种意识到你的行为你所在做的你的表现。
Maybe you find out that at certain times, you begin to act and show that you're acting like someone else.
比如说你就特别发现到在某一种情况你会特别的会去有这种表现。
Sometimes it's good to keep a journal and watch the pattern of what you do with these things.
有时候记下日记会帮助你归纳出发现出这些事情。
You know, as a Christian, we meditate on God's word.We know that he says that truth makes us free.
一个基督徒的话，我们很喜欢来思想神的话，然后我们也相信上帝的话，真理会叫我们得到自由。
And so as you look at yourself today, are you repressing something in your life that you don't want to face?
好好的思想你自己，你有没有把一些你不想面对的压抑下来呢？
Are you projecting your feelings onto someone else and blaming them?
你有没有把自己投射到别人来怪罪别人呢？
Are you trying to appear so intellectual because you feel inferior?
你是不是那一个因为里面有挫败感而喜欢在外面卖弄一些知识的人呢？
Are you doing something that you're trying to rationalize but you're the guilty one?
那你是不是那一个事实上你是错的但是却要把它合理化找借口的人呢？
Are you displacing and transferring your feelings over on someone else?
你是那一个把你的感受常常会转移到别人的身上的人吗？
Then stop.
这样的话就停下来吧。
Face yourself.
面对你自己。
Get rid of this deception out of your life.
把这种欺骗移开。
And live the truth.
活出真实的你。
For it is the truth.That will set you free.
因为只有真实，只有真理，才可以让你自由。
This is what Jesus has promised us.
这是耶稣答应我们的真理，叫你得自由。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。记得啊，我们在同样每周的晚上9:30收听恕我心曲，也欢迎您继续的收听下面的节目《真道之光》。